Okay, Rabbeinu Bachai, Parshas Bereishis, Part 2. So the first, in Part 1, we covered Bryas Olam. Now we're up to the rest of the Parsha. And this is going to be the second and last part of Bereishis. Okay, so it says, V'hi Adam Nefesh Chaya, a man was to a living thing. So, Rabbeinu Bachai points out that in the creation of the world, we don't find this, Hashem said, let there be, and there was, this Vayhi after creation, and there was, except by light, when it says Vayhi or, and then it says Vayhi or there was light, and by man, Vayhi Adam Nefesh Chaya. So these are the only two things where it says, after it was created, Vayhi and it was. To tell you, he says, that they are connected, that the Nefesh of an Adam is to last forever, man is to last forever, his Neshama lasts forever, just like the, Or that was created in the first days, that was the Or Elyon. They're the same like that. In other words, they're both the same in that they will last forever. That is the Neshama. And he says, actually, that Chazal tell us that the Neshamos were created on day one. How do you like that? Neshamos, not the human with his body, but Neshamos were created on day one. So they're connected to light. And that's why it again says again, when man was created, that word by heat to connect it back to the light, meaning that light that was created on day one, not from the sun, right? Sun wasn't created till day four. The light on day one, that light, that that Or Elyon, so a person's neshama is also going to be Nitzchi, like that. Okay, then we have the description of Gan Eden. So he mentions that Gan Eden in this world is a dugma to the Gan Eden of Elyonim. So this is all spiritual stuff. And hear about the four rivers and all these details. They're all connected to the Gan Eden in Shemayim. So Rabbeinu Bachai describes Adam Harishon in Gan Eden, that he was in Rov Tanug, tremendous pleasure. So he says this pleasure that Adam was in before he sinned, when he was in Gan Eden, this pleasure was sikhli. It was spiritual, intellectual, it was spiritual, really. And there was a little bit of physical enjoyment. Adam had a guf, but he was mostly spiritual. And the tanug he had was spiritual. And his food he got from he drank from the rivers of Gan Eden. He ate the fruit of Gan Eden. He says Malbusho was Anani Kavod. I'm not sure what that means, but whatever it means. So he was in tanug hanefesh. But, and only a little bit of Gashmias, because that's the way he was. And he says that's the way it's going to be again in Tchias HaMesim, when the world gets back to its original state after Tchias HaMesim, when everything's fixed back to the way it was before Adam HaRishon, will be the same thing. We'll all be in great Tanug, which is mostly Sichli and somewhat Gashmi, because we'll have our bodies still in Tchias HaMesim, but it'll be again mostly Ruchni and slightly Gashmi. He also mentions that, based on a Medrash, that Adam HaRishon was actually commanded in the Sheva Mitzvos. It's from the Pasuk, V'yitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam Leimor, Mikol Eitzagan Achot Techel. So there's hints in that Pasuk to the Sheva Mitzvos, like V'yitzav is Avodah Zarah Elokim, let's say Elokim is Midas Adin, that's the one of the Sheva Mitzvos is Din. Al HaAdam refers to not killing people. There's a Rimazim in that Pasuk to the Sheva Mitzvos. Anyway, so based on the Medrash, Adam was commanded in Sheva Mitzvos. And by the way, Rabbeinu Bachai says this mitzvah of Mikol Eitagan Achol Tachel, he holds as a mitzvah in and of itself that Adam was given, that Adam had a mitzvah to, yes, eat from all the fruit that was not the Eitz Hadas and the Eitz Chaim. He was supposed to eat he had a mitzvah to eat the other fruit to keep himself going. So as opposed to other mefarshim would just say, he was saying he's allowed to eat other fruit. Rabbeinu Bachai learns it was a mitzvah. He must eat other fruit. In other words, he had a mitzvah to eat to keep himself going. Okay. Then we have that it says Hashem created man and woman. So there's different mefarshim exactly what man looked like. Was the man created man and woman, as in he had two parts to him, and then it was later separated, or not? There's also a medrash that says, Rabbeinu Bachai brings, that says, Ala tchila b'machshava, that Hashem wanted originally to create man as two, and in fact he created him as one, and then later separated out the bone and made a woman from him. In both cases, Rabbi Abchai doesn't like the pshatim of the Ramban and others that learn that Hashem created man one way and then switched it, or thought to do it this way and then changed his mind. He says, what do you mean? Hashem doesn't change his mind. What does that mean? So what he doesn't like this thing that's anything, any pshat that sounds like Hashem changed his mind. Like in the Ramban's pshat, Hashem made Adam one way and then decided, sounds like, then changed his mind and decided, no, this is no good, I'm going to separate. So he doesn't like, it sounds like to him that it sounds like changing of minds. He doesn't like that. So Rabbi Abchai quotes from his Rebbe, the Rashba, a different pshat in this Medrash that says Hashem wanted to create the world, Adam and Chava rather, as two, then created them as one, and then separated them, you know, created Chava from Adam. So he gives two pshatim, I'll just give you one of them. The Rashba says what that means is Hashem wanted to create Adam and Chava, meaning man and woman, separate, but actually created them as one and then separated one from the other to make them more close, meaning since the woman comes from the man, so they'll be very connected with each other, very interested in each other's success and welfare, if they mamish came from each other. So in other words, Hashem wanted them to be separate, but he created them as one, and then made one from the other, so that they'll be very connected to each other. That's what it means, but not that Hashem changed his mind at any point. Chas v'shalom. Okay, it also says that Isha was created etzo me'atzo mai. She was created from my bones. So he brings Medrash's Gemara is like this also slightly, that Isha is more kasha, a woman's tougher than a man. And that's why we say, you know, there's more connected to Midas Adin. That's why we always say Kerachim of Albanim and not Kerachim Ima Albanim or Aim Albanim. We say Kerachim of Albanim because a man is made from Adama, and Isha is made from Etzem, so a man is more shayach to Midas Harachimim. Women are tougher. Okay. Then we get up to the snake. So it says the Nachash, we know what it was cursed with, right? That it was going to crawl on the ground and lick dust the rest of its life. But there's just a Medrash that spells out another little piece, that the Medrash says, we asked the snake, why are you crawling on the ground with your tongue out? Well, because the tongue, it spoke Lashon Hara. And this is the part, why is it that when you bite someone in the leg, it kills them in the heart? And that is because, just like by Lashon Hara, you speak Lashon Hara here, you'll kill someone far, far, far away, because that's the way Lashon Hara works, it spreads. Anyway, just nice Medrash. Okay, so they ate from the Eitz Hadas. What was the Eitz Hadas? So this is a big machlokas in Tanoim. It continues on the machlokas of what tree the Eitz Hadas was. Chazal tell us Hashem did not want to publicize which tree it was, to not embarrass that tree. But there's different machlokim. So some say it's a geffen, it was a grape, a vine. So, like that pshat, Rabbi Abchai explains that, therefore, when they ate from it, they were punished, that it was nishpach damam, because wine is red, looks like blood, so that's why they were punished. I guess it must have been a red grape. Anyway, so they were punished that their blood was spilt, that is, that people were going to die, and Chava was punished that she got dam nidus, similar to that, so that works well. If you learn that the Eitz Hadas was a grape. Ben Abchai does not quote the opinion in the Gemara that it was wheat, but he just goes on, he says that, and it sounds like the opinion he likes better, is that it was a esrog. That's another opinion, that the Eitz Hadas was an esrog. So he says, first of all, esrog is a pre-Eitz Hadar, we know it's beautiful, and he says that's why when they were cursed it says kotz v'dardar, it's a hint to that. But more importantly, or I guess more nogea us, he says that's why we have the mitzvah. That is why we have the mitzvah of taking the Arba Minim on Sukkot, because it happened around this time, right? It was in Tishrei. So he says that's why we have the mitzvah during Tishrei time to take the lulav and esrog, because with the thing that one sins, one is supposed to do mitzvahs with or get a kapara with. So that's why we take the esrog as a kapara for the chet of Adam Rishon that was done at that time. And he says that's a klal in general, which is important to know, that whatever a person sins with, they should use that to ask for their kapara. So in other words, he says, like, he explains a bunch of the sins in history having to do with calves, like the chet egel. Obviously, it was a chet with a cow. But kabbalistically, he says what Adam Rishon did by the Eitz Hadas, because Kotzitz bin Atios did something in Shemayim that had to do, had something to do with the koach of the shore in Shemayim, which is why Adam's carbon, he brought, it says in Chazal, a shore, a unicorn, or some, well, not a unicorn, a shore with one horn, or a par with one horn, or whatever. The point was, he did something in Shemayim that was connected to that. That's why he had to bring a carbon that was like a par, or a shore, whatever. I'm sorry, shore. That's what it says. Shore shekriv Adam Rishon's Gemara and Chulin is Karen Achas Haisilo. This shore had one horn. So anyways, he says that was a kapara for his sinning with some Indian in shore in Shemayim, and it had one horn, because that should all be Ba'achtos. Whatever, and he says all the karbanos we bring all throughout the year that have so much pars in them, that's all part of the chait. Can I get the chait of Adam Rishon, and this was the chait, he says, of Dor HaFlaga, and it was connected to the chait Egel. It's a kapara and all these things that had to do, something to do with the midah of shore in Shemayim. But the point for us, really, is that whatever you sin with, as he says, if you sinned with something, you're supposed to use that to do a kapara. And we know from other chazals, he doesn't bring, but other chazals that say if a person looked at something inappropriate, they should use their eyes for mitzvos and cry over whatever. And if they ran to do an avera, they should run to do mitzvos. The thing you sin with, that's what you should do a kapara with. Anyway, so he says that's why we take the little venesro as a kapara for that. Okay. So, Adam sinned. He ate from the Eitz Hadas. So, we know, everybody's kind of familiar with this, I think, that Adam, before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, didn't have much of a Yetzer Hara. So, Rabbi Abachai asked the obvious question, so how do you sin if you don't have a Yetzer Hara? What does that even mean? If you didn't have a Yetzer Hara, how do you sin? So, Rabbi Abachai says, that's no question. Malachim sinned too. You can sin in a sichlidik way. In other words, Adam Rishon thought it was a good idea to eat from the Deitz Hadas because it would give him more seichel, and then he'd do more avodas Hashem, whatever it is, but he made a mistake because Hashem said, don't do it. But it wasn't a taiva thing, like he had this desire in that way. At least by Adam, the pshat was that he it was a seichel mistake. Like there are malachim who make mistakes. There's a chazal, if you remember, that says... when Hashem sent this malach to go fight for the Jews, Hashem said, be careful, don't sin. Chazal tells us, because this angel is not from the Kat HaChutim. That is, there are malachim who are Yeschotim. Anyway, the point is, you don't have to have Yetzer Hara completely to sin. There are sichlis dikas sins. Okay, so Chava eats from the tree. It says, Vatitain liisha ima. So, we know Rashi says that when Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, she gave Vatitain gam liisha ima. She gave, so Rashi, the Dibra Maskal of Rashi is Vatitain gam liisha. She also gave to her husband because she was afraid in case there was something wrong with her eating this Eitz Hadas and she was going to die from it, that her husband should die too and not marry someone else. That's Rashi. But he leaves out from the Dibra Maskal the other word afterwards, and this is what Rabbeinu Bachai says, is where it comes from. It says, Vatitain gam liisha ima, which is an extra word. Why does it say ima with her? Could have just said, Vatitain gam liisha vayuchal. Vatitain gam liisha ima means with her. I mean, that's where you get it from, that she wanted him to be with her. Whatever's going to happen to him was going to happen to her. All right, anyway. So, the snake is punished. And the snake, and Hashem says that... you'll crawl on the ground, you'll eat dust, and that'll be your punishment. Now, probably you remember from the Seder, kol yemei chayecha, right? At the Seder, we have this story about, Ben Zom and the Chacham, what is yemei chayecha versus kol yemei chayecha? So it's kol yemei chayecha, is, yemei chayecha olam azeh, kol yemei chayecha is l'havi l'mos ha-mashiach. Right? That's by Yetzias Mitzrayim. That, kol yimei chayecha comes to include Yemos HaMashiach. So says Rabbeinu Bachai, that's what it means here too. That the snake will get its punishment even kol yimei chayecha, meaning the snake never comes to tikkun, the snake will remain with this punishment of being the old snake. Kol Yimecheyach, even when Mashiach comes. More about that later. We'll get back to that when we talk about this whole story, Al Pi Remez. But okay, but that's what he says. That'll be even Limosa Mashiach. Then we have Chava is Adam calls Veikra Adam Shemishto Chava. Adam calls Chava Chava. Rabbeinu Bechai interestingly says the word Chava means talker. Like he's the pasuk in Iyov Perek Tesvav pasuk in Zion says Achvecha Shemali, which means we'll talk and you'll hear me. So he says that, you know, Adam understood everything. That's why everything went, whatever Adam named the person, that's what it was, an animal or a thing, that's what it was, because he understood its nature. So he understood the nature of a woman is a dabranus and talks, and therefore called her Chava, the talker, which is great. Okay, anyway, let's get to this Al Pi Remez. This is the most fascinating for me part of Rabbeinu Bechai of the whole story, that he says that this story of Adam and Chava, as we kind of all probably thought anyway, is besides having its pashup shot, there was an Adam and Chava did all this stuff. This is also a remez, because we know the Torah is pshat, remez, drush, and sod. There's the pashup shot and the pasuk of what actually happened, and then there's what it's meremez to, which is amazing that the Torah can do that. That's because it's from Hashem. Anyway, so the whole story is to be understood also al pi remez. Here's the remez. Gan Eden is a remez to the Torah. The Eitz HaChayim and Eitz HaDas, the two trees, those are mitzvah sase and lo sase that are b'soch hagan. Okay, so there's the gan, which is the Torah. There's the mitzvah sase and lo sase, that's the two Eitz HaDas, Eitz HaDas and Eitz HaChayim. That's mitzvah sase and mitzvah lo sase. Adam is merumas to the neshama. The isha is a remez to the guf. And the nachash, of course, is a remez to the yetzer hara. Okay. So, the nachash says to the woman, which is the yetzer hara, saying to the guf, oh, so I see you can't have, you know, the Hashem says you can't have anything here. In other words, you can't have any taivas aguf, so that means it's the eitz hagan. It's the taivas aguf, and you can't have any of the fruit. That's what the eitz hara tells the guf. I say you can't have any taivas. The guf says, no, I can have some taivas, just not all. And you say, oh, Hashem says, the eitz hara says to the guf, oh, Hashem says you can't have this taiva because it'll cause death. Nah, it's not going to cause death. Look, it'll cause you to have more seichel, it'll make you feel good, and this way you'll be able to understand things better and grow more. It'll be good for you. Whatever it is, try a little bit. Try, you know, it's not going to hurt you. You try a little bit, see how it goes. And because the Yetzer Hara knows that once it tries it, it's going to not have more seichel, it'll have less. And the Isha, means the guf, sees that the tova eats, she likes it, tefchi tava hu la'inayim, and the eyes see that it's a taiva. And the isha, meaning here the guf, takes the fruit and eats it. And she gives it to Adam as well. That is, once the guf partakes of the iser, it doesn't just stay in the guf, it schleps along the neshama with it. It schleps along the seichel, and now the neshama and the seichel all go down. And then Matipakachne Einei Shnehem, both of their eyes open up. Both the guf and the neshama wake up and say, Kierumimheim, whoa, we lost everything. We're naked now. We don't have our seichel. We don't have our ruchnias. We don't have a connection to God. We're low. Even the guf can feel it. It's low. They both are open and they see, wow, their eyes are open. We're Erumimheim. We're naked from our mitzvos. And then both them decide on their own time to do tshuva. So they start looking in the Torah. Vayishmu eskol Hashem is halech began. So they see they look in the Torah, they hear the kol Hashem and the gan. So that's how I understand it. And then they hide. And, mipnei Hashem elokim, because they know that there's gonna come a yom adin. And what's it gonna be? Vayikra Hashem elokim aladim vayomer ayeka. And then God calls out to the neshama and says, Ayeka, where are you? That is to say, what madriga have you reached in this world? Have you reached high levels of Torah and mitzvot? They know the Yom HaDin, Hashem is going to ask the neshama, Ayeka, where did you reach to? And then what's it going to answer? So it hides. Remis kolcha shamati bagan va'ichave. I know I did. I learned in Torah. I know I did. I sinned, and I hid in embarrassment. But then Adam says, you know, Adam, meaning here the neshama, you know who did this to me? The isha, meaning the guf. It's not my fault, it's the guf. The guf let me down. Hashem goes over to the guf and says, guf, what'd you do this? And it's, she says, the nachash did it, meaning the Yetzirah did it. Don't look at me. Go talk to the Yetzirah. The guf wouldn't have done anything bad without the Yetzirah. And then Hashem says, afar tochal kol yemei chayecha. That's what I was saying before. The Yetzirah is punished. Kol yemei chayecha. That means li yemosa mashiach. Lahavi the kol is li havi li yemosa mashiach. That afar tochal kol yemei chayecha. The nachash has no tikkun in the time of mashiach. And eva shis bein chal. He makes this. He says Hashem will make an eva between you and between the snake and the woman, meaning between the Yetzirah and the guf. That is li yemosa mashiach. The Yetzirah is going to be not connected to the guf. The Yetzirah is going to be cut off, and its power will be totally stripped, and there'll be no connection even between the guf and the Yetzirah, because it'll be a different holy guf, and the Yetzirah will be cut off from it. And then, the guf, in the meantime, the guf gets cursed, that since it listened, though, to the nachash, to the Yetzirah, that it's going to have the Dhamma will be cursed, and it'll get Yisurin, and that is to say that the physicalness will not be Nimshach afterwards, meaning this is the person who sinned, Lassid Lavo, because he says in Tchias HaMesim, as he said many times, there are two types of people who come back to Tchias HaMesim. One type who come up to Tchias HaMesim and get their great reward, one who come to Tchias HaMesim and get their great punishment, that the guf and the neshama get either rewarded and punished together at the time of Tchias HaMesim. The one who sinned, so that's Bitzavon Tochalena, that you won't be able to nimshach the chomer to the seichel, and you'll they'll remain with their klala. But when it says Vayas Elokim Kosnos Or, well, I forgot to quote the pasuk exactly. It says Kosnos Or, which Reb Meir says should be read with an aleph, cloaks of light for the people who didn't sin. They always get Kosnos Or. They'll be clothed in light or Elyon, and that's the people who are zocha to their great reward in Olam Haba and in Tchias HaMesim. Okay, now on to the story of Cain and Hevel. So, the Medrash tells us that Cain and Hevel brought their mincha 50 days after the creation of the world. So he says that is why we have on Atzeres, which is the 50th day after Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? It's not a calendar date. It says 50 days after Yetzias Mitzrayim is when we have Shavuos. So 50 days later, we have our own mincha, right? If you remember, we bring the Shnei Halechem. And that is a remez also to, he says, Hevel was, Moshe was Gilgal of Hevel, so Moshe went up to Har Sinai 50 days after Yetzias Mitzrayim. We bring a mincha like a mincha was brought in those days. And since the number 50 is Miramez to La'asid Lavo, well, there'll be no Yetzirah, that's why we have the Shtei Halechem have chametz in them, whereas normally no minchas have chametz, because that's a remez to Yetzirah. When we're talking about the day 50, which is a time when a remez to a time when there'll be no Yetzirah, so then that's why there's chametz in the Shtei Halechem. Okay, so the story also of Cain and Hevel as well as a remez, besides it being a pashupshat story of what actually happened, it's also a remez that Cain is a remez to Kinyanei Olam Hazeh, someone who goes after all the money in this world. So, and that's why Hevel brought from Pri-Hadama earthly things. So that's a remez to Cain as people go after Olam Hazeh. They get punished. Navinatia Baretz, usually their punishment of people who are obsessed with money. They have to travel a lot, travel all over the world to make their money. They're never settled. And Hevel is someone who brought his carbon from animals that are subservient. And he represents someone who's not into this world. And Shlomo HaMelech, he says also, when he said, when he talked about in Koheles, was also being miramis to this, that Cain talks about all the kinyonim that Shlomo got, and he says at the end, Hakol Hevel, it's all worthless, it's also a remez that Hevel is the way to be. Okay. Just two more last points. One is Tzila. We know the story of Lamech. Lamech had two women, Ada Vitzila, two wives, Ada Vitzila, and Rashi, if you remember, tells us in the time of the Dor HaMabul, everyone had two wives, one for Puravu, one for having kids, and one for Tashmish Amita. And the one for Tashmish Amita, they would give a Kos Ikrin, a potion that would make them not be able to have kids, and that would be the one that they liked a lot, and the ones that they would have for, that they would keep for children would be cast aside. And that's why Tzila and Adat, so Tzila was the one that Lamech had for Tashmish Amita, and that's why she was called Tzila, because she sat in his shade. That's what Rashi says. The trick is that two psukim, you know, a few psukim later, you see Tzila had kids. It says, V'tzila yolda gam hi. So, Rabbeinu Bachai here says, points out, you know, that the Kos Ikrin didn't work for Tzila. 99% effective, not 100% effective. Whatever it was, the Kos Ikrin did not work. And it was, he says, because Hashem wanted her to have kids. So he says, Tzila yolda gam hi. That's what he says, means gam hi is to let you know it was al karcho shel lemech. He didn't want her to have kids, but she did have kids, because Hashem wanted her to have kids. And that's the way it goes. Hashem wants the person to have kids, they'll have kids. Okay, anyway, the last point is, the creation of man is called, and the creation in general, but certainly the creation of man, it says tov ma'od. So how is it, you know, at the end of the parasha, Hashem says he regrets creating, that the word sound like that, Vayinochem, changed his mind about creating man. So Shlomo Melech told us that the best thing, Kitov Mishneim Es Asher Aden Lo Haya. It's better not to have been born. That's what Shlomo tells us in Koheles. So Rabbeinu Bechai says, that could be both. It says in the Torah that when Hashem created man, he made Tov Mod. It's wonderful. And then Shlomo goes and says it's better not to be created, which Chazal say something to that effect as well. So what does that mean? Is it good or is that good? So he says, well, it's like this. The neshama is in Shemayim, and if it would stay up there, it would prefer, you know, it's safe up there. But when it comes down to this world, it can get destroyed by the goof. However, if it doesn't get destroyed, if it does its job, so then it'll come out even brighter than before. It'll show off how great it is, you know, that it comes through the goof and still retains its greatness that makes the neshama even greater. So that's why it's tov mod, and yeah, that's why it's good. Okay, we'll stop here.